Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, this according to Axios.com, cast himself and his company as champions of free speech. In a 45-minute talk at Georgetown University on Thursday, he said, quote, I believe we have two responsibilities, to remove content when it could cause real danger as effectively as we can, and to fight to uphold as wide a definition of freedom of expression as possible, and not allow the definition of what is considered dangerous to expand beyond what is absolutely necessary. So, like, dangerous speech would be threats, right? Like, threats of violence, obviously.
Well, not to him. Dangerous speech to him is, if you take his platform as a concrete implementation of his values, dangerous speech to him is anything offensive, anything that might hurt somebody's feelings, anything that might lead to political conclusions that he doesn't like.
Well, it sounds like he's trying to walk that back. It sounds like he's...
Okay, well, walk it back in the code, because when the code and the documentation don't match, the documentation is a lie.
You've been banned from Facebook, right? Nobody?
Repeatedly. I'm doing life on the installment plan in Facebook jail. The thing is, when you have somebody determining truth for you, it's, you know, what they see as true is their worldview.
That's right.
You know? So they're imposing their worldview on you. And really, censorship isn't the worst thing Facebook does. The worst thing Facebook does is their algorithm. You know, the fact, just the fact that there's an algorithm somewhere else that's prioritizing your input for you.
Or deprioritizing.
Well, exactly. That's controlling the what you see and the order in which you see it should be terrifying, because they can change your thinking by doing that. They can change the kind of day you're having. There's all kinds of ways that they can mess with you, and you will never know they're doing it.
I absolutely. It reminds me of a former high-up employee who was giving some sort of speech, and he was talking about
From
Facebook. He's talking about how they would manipulate people's emotions, make people feel isolated on one day, you know, make them feel connected on the next.
Research project on that that they've admitted to.
Without the consent of the participants. Everybody who was a host on Free Talk Live, we got banned one time for like a, I don't know if it was a 30-day or whatever it was. It was a few years ago. We had posted a link to another Facebook group. So it wasn't something that was even off of Facebook. It was a link to a Facebook. I think actually it was a page about the there is a group of women in a beach town in Australia, and I'm forgetting which town it is right now.
All the towns in Australia are beach towns.
Well, this one, they have, I think it was Gold Coast Meter Maids is what they were called. And basically, they were essentially the same thing as the Robin Hooders here in Keene. Went around and filled parking meters, expired parking meters, saving people from getting parking tickets. Except they've been around for decades. And they're hot babes that wear bikinis instead of, you know, you and
us.
Me. Yeah. So it was a page with attractive women, not naked women, but, you know, in bikinis. And so we shared that on our page. Somebody got offended, reported it to Facebook, and we all got a 30-day ban for that.
Yeah, and they find interesting reasons to ban things. Like, I pick the version of Osama bin Laden's dead face that was released by the U.S. government is actually a Photoshop of a picture that was taken of him when he was living.
I know a lot of local businesses swear by Facebook, and I can't knock it. You know, if a local business owner tells me that they advertise their daily food specials at the you know, Hot Hogs food truck here in town, and it gets people to come up and buy food, citing, hey, I saw you on Facebook, I can't knock the effectiveness of that advertising. I will say this, though.
And you are hearing that?
I've heard it from more than one local business.
Interesting.
In the area.
Yeah. Interesting.
And while it may be effective for local businesses, I did not find back when we ran ads on it years ago for mm-hmm. Free Talk Live, I did not find it to be effective at all.
Well, so, maybe they were shadow banning your ads.
Well, there's
or just intentionally showing them to people who wouldn't be interested.
Could be.
There are ways that you can technically fulfill the contract without giving any benefit to people if you don't like them.
Yeah, I just don't think that somebody is as likely to take the action online that you want them to. Whereas if the action you want them to take is to go buy lunch, well, they may be more enticed to go and do something in real life than they would to do something online. Mm-hmm. And it seemed, and I don't remember all the details about what they would allow or disallow, but it was almost like Facebook wanted you to advertise your own page on Facebook rather than a link that would take the person off of the website.
I had an idea many years ago before the Free State Project. I lived about
close
20
yeah.
minutes outside Detroit, and in Detroit you can get houses for $1. From
yeah,
HUD.
You just have to pay the back taxes, right?
It's $1. Literally, you pay $1 and you get it because they want people to take these houses.
Or they just waive the taxes? Because normally you can't buy a house that has back taxes.
I don't know why
taxes.
HUD has these houses, but HUD is not a taxing authority, so they can't be. They're not taking houses for unpaid taxes. They're probably. These are probably houses where HUD underwrote the mortgage and then they were foreclosed. So so there wouldn't be back taxes. This is just an asset on their books that they got to get rid of. And they were dumping them at $1.
Well, why wouldn't there be back taxes? If there was a foreclosure, that means they weren't paying the mortgage. And if the mortgage isn't getting paid, then the taxes certainly aren't getting paid.
Well, if the house reverts to the finance company, and the finance company is on the hook for the mortgage or for the back taxes, if there are back taxes, and
yeah, I guess they would
because
be.
That's built into your mortgage payment.
That's
also
correct in most cases. Yeah.
So that's really would be the finance company's issue, or in this case, HUD's issue, because HUD is acting as the finance company's.
According to the story here at Axios.com. Quote, the reality is we make a lot of decisions that affect people's ability to speak, but we won't always get it right, unquote. Zuckerberg further pointed to Facebook's nascent effort to create an independent Supreme Court-like oversight board as one response.
Oof.
That sounds awful. going on here, and again, just another example of what you can do to get off of this particular platform is support the decentralized alternatives like Mastodon, where you can actually join a Mastodon server, or better yet, start your own, because it's an open source decentralized alternative. Now, it's not trying to do what Facebook does. Mastodon apes Twitter, and it does a pretty good job of it. It basically does everything that Twitter does without it being centrally managed in the same way that Twitter is. So, you know, get off of these more centrally controlled platforms. Start building your presence on these other ones. If you're going to stay on Facebook, maybe link over to your presence on the decentralized platforms. He apparently did not bother taking any questions from anyone in the audience, which may belie the truth of the matter, which is to say that, you know, if you support free speech, you probably should have left a few minutes for the audience to actually ask you something about it, you know, after the fact.
Well, if you want your presentation to be convincing, you want to allow questions to be asked, because that way you find out, you know, it gives people an opportunity to find out whether there's equivocation going on.
Indeed.
Oh, when you say this, do you mean this or
do
you mean that?
Right. And yeah, when are you going to implement this policy? Is it going to be as of today, or because, you know, just within the last few days, people we know have been punished for things on Facebook? But he has identified three threats to free expression on the horizon. He said China was one of them. And by the way, Facebook does not operate in China, according to the story over at Axios.com. He then identifies other platforms like Facebook and says they've created on Facebook an independent Supreme Court-like oversight board as one response, as though anybody wants to go to some Supreme Court-like board in order to get an opinion about whether or not the thing that they have posted should or should not be allowed.
They're trying to get that installed on campus.
We were sitting at the local bar, actually, that takes cryptocurrency. I think it was yesterday. And one of your professors happened to have been in there. You were talking with him about this, and it was his assessment that this was a completely unconstitutional policy.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, depending on what assessment is, if there are any consequences to the assessment, then yes. But to merely assess something is to think about what it means. Yeah. It doesn't have any effect. But and it's something you can't stop doing every time I hear a statement, I assess whether I think it's true or not.
Does it get into further detail on what that assessment would be?
No, it does not. And I just want to point out that this email was sent out.
I think you should interview some of these people about exactly what this means and hold their feet to the fire.
I absolutely do plan on, yes, my WKNH show wake-up call. And so this was put out, but the email was sent by the Office of a Provost. But the person who wrote the email...
What is that? What is a provost?
You know, heck if I know. But
I thought it was a kind of cheese.
I mean, like, every time they mentioned a provost, I imagine them wearing a wig and a big black robe.
Okay.
But it was sent, the email itself was sent by the Office of a Provost, but it was written by Dottie Morris, who's the Associate Vice President of Institutional Equity and Diversity. So I don't know what that
sounds scary.
I don't know what that office has to do with the freedom of speech.
Vincent, you had a Mark Zuckerberg related story tonight as well.
Just to add to what you were saying, image, and also some people, like I'm not a legal expert, but some people are saying that Facebook faced risks from like lawsuits because by letting only one political side of a political spectrum advertise and not the other, that could be viewed as a like kind contribution.
In kind.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, you know, their censorship places them in danger of being treated as a publisher under the law, because publishers decide what they publish. Platforms just provide a forum for you to publish. So if you're a platform, you're not liable for things like criminal slander, civil slander, libel, all of the various speech laws. So literally, Facebook is at risk of being held responsible for every mean thing that anybody says on Facebook legally, as if they were a newspaper and publishing it as a story. And that would be the end of Facebook.
And we've discussed on Free Talk Live before the fact that Facebook would alternatively refer to itself as a platform or a publisher, whichever was more convenient in their argument.
Right. And they made the argument in court that they were a platform or a publisher.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy. So I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
Look, the rules are what they are, and anybody should be able to set whatever rules they want to for access to whether it's their platform or they're a publisher or whatever. And the fact that Chris Cantwell and other people like him want to see the government get involved is a very, very scary idea indeed, because basically what that is saying is we want the government to come in and audit people's code. We want the government to be able to have the power to come in and say, well, Facebook, we've heard your algorithm isn't fair, because you were mentioning this earlier tonight, nobody. And I agree with you. It's probably not fair at all in the way that it decides things, but it doesn't have to be. It's their algorithm. They should be able to have it be as biased as they want it to be. And if the government gets to come in there and then decide, well, now you have opened up the Pandora's box. Because up until now, for the most part, and nobody, you know this as a programmer, code has been pretty sacred as far as free speech is concerned. You can write pretty much any kind of program that you want to, as long as it's not being used to, you know, like a hacking kind of program to violate other people's property rights. Mm. But, you know, as far as whatever your program is for the website you're running or the business that you have, you don't have to ask anyone's permission for it to exist. You just code the thing and you put it out there, you compile it, and people run it. Yeah. Right? There's no government code agency looking over your shoulder. You don't have to submit your code to some bureaucracy first to make sure it gets their seal of approval before you can release it.
This is from Futurism.com. It was published yesterday. Its new privacy bill could send Mark Zuckerberg to jail. And I'll begin. On Thursday, Oregon Senator Ron Wyden unveiled the official version of a privacy bill designed to protect Americans' data and punish anyone who deceptively exploits it.
This is just what we need. The government to come in and help us with privacy. The very same people who run the NSA.
Well, they're also the people who keep us from lynching Zuckerberg if he steps too far out of line.
Even the CEO
Zuckerberg is not the problem. I mean, if anybody deserves to be lynched, it's the politicians, not people running tech companies.
You know, it's like they become so symbiotic, these gigantic mega corporations, Silicon Valley, Wall Street, K Street, and the government, that we don't really know who's actually pulling the strings here. Like you said, the government runs the NSA, but with all the domestic intelligence coup against President Trump, part of me would say maybe the NSA, because they have all this data with old Prism and everything, what Edward Snowden came out, maybe the NSA and the Department of Justice, FBI, CIA, to a certain extent, they run the government. There's the shadow government, what people call the deep state.
I don't know about all that. I think the deep state is basically just a way to distract people from what the government actually does.
There's multiple factions. There's different factions fighting against each other. Like the deep state that Sean Hannity and Alex Jones talk about, that's primarily domestic intelligence. Some neocon Republicans like John McCain and Mitt Romney, primarily the Democrats. But then backing Trump, and this is what I discussed in Questioning Authorities episode, Trump's right-wing takeover plan. Trump has, and Alex Jones, and the whole Trump media apparatus, they have a backing of the military and military intelligence. So just because I'm speaking out against the deep state, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm endorsing the Trump side or just the regular mundane government.
I know you're not. I'm talking about the way this deep state thing is referred to by other people who aren't, libertarian
conclusion
to draw then is that the deep state does exist because logically it almost has to. But that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody who talks about it is correct in everything they say about it, which is also absolutely true.
Right. And nor does it mean that the non-deep state is somehow a good thing.
No, absolutely not.
And that's what they're
saying. The deep state is there by a lot of the purpose of the deep state is to convince us not to overthrow the rest of the state.
Quote, Mark Zuckerberg won't take Americans' privacy seriously unless he feels personal consequences, Wyden said in the bill's announcement. A slap on the wrist from the FTC won't do the job. So under my bill, he'd face jail time for lying to the government. Wyden shared the full text of his bluntly named Mind Your Own Business Act, but summed up its core points in the announcement. Quote, it is based on three basic...
Just the idea of having a piece of legislation called the Mind Your Own Business Act is like the height of hypocrisy.
Of course.
It is based on three basic ideas, Wyden explained. Consumers must be able to control their own private information. Companies must provide vastly more transparency about how they use and share our data. And corporate executives need to be held personally responsible when they lie about protecting our personal information. So, I'll say, hey, that's a good start. When's he going to introduce a bill that holds politicians
personally responsible? Lying.
Oh, absolutely.
Never. That's when.
And last paragraph here is, in recent years, lawmakers from across the political spectrum have been verbally cracking down on...
Verbally cracking down. That guy's been smoking some verbal crack.
On the tech industry in general, and Facebook in particular, for regularly exploiting and mishandling users' data. In his State of the State address in February, California Governor Gavin Newsom said customers should be compensated for use of their data. And I'll just read the quote here. I've asked my team to develop a proposal for a new data dividend for Californians recognize that your data has value and it belongs to you.
Well, not if you give it up, but
yeah.
If companies wanted to offer this on their own, you know, then
that's fine.
They
would never do that.
Well, I mean, once upon a time...
Well, I mean, you could build a business model where you are doing exactly what Facebook does with data and distributing, say, 50% of the profit to the user base.
Well, but why would they do that when they could just trick people into, you know...
Why would they do it? Because it would be a reason to switch to your platform instead of Facebook, which does exactly the same thing and doesn't pay you for it.
Wasn't there some alternative to Facebook that was trying to do something like that recently, within the last year or something?
There is a collection of them.
Minds do something like that, or am I thinking of Steemit?
I don't know what they all are, but Steemit's a blockchain-based thing. So that's different.
Yeah.
I remember there were some people who were like sharing links to this other platform saying, come on over here and join this other platform. You'll get paid.
Remember when I called the other day and we were talking about YouTube censorship?
Yeah. I mean, that's been a topic that's come up. And in fact, we talked about it a little bit here tonight.
I wasn't on that night. So could you recap?
Well, basically, my channel just, suffered a big drop in hits around, March of 2019. I'd had trouble figuring out why that was, and I started using, you guys recommended that I started using library.com as an alternative.
It's lbry.com, just for listeners that aren't clear on that.
Yeah, I did start doing that. I got their app, and they automatically dubbed like 1,000 of my most recent videos over to their channel.
Nice.
And they paid me $50 in cryptocurrency for letting them do that and everything and giving me information to do that. A person with my size channel, which is about 35,000 subscribers, gets about that much money.
No, that's right. They pay by the number of subscribers, right? The payout that you get has to do with how many people are subscribed?
Correct.
Okay.
So that's gone well. It's been helpful.
For listeners that aren't familiar, Library, we've had the founder of Library on the air with us before, Jeremy Kaufman. He's actually a Free Stater that lives in Manchester. Great guy, and Library is a great platform. It's lbry.com. They are a video storage, decentralized video storage platform.
Recently, I went to Louisiana, and I'm sure you probably already know about Louisiana and their law enforcement. But
it's one of the most oppressive of all the states as far as arresting its own population.
Exactly, and you have no idea. So I was in the backwoods. I was actually passed through the area around the Bayou Teche, which is like Arneville and little places like that. And you have no idea how many cop cars. There were dozens, just a short drive through this nothing tiny agricultural town.
Wow.
And we stayed in a hotel in a place called, I forgot what it was called, Bro was part of the name. Brobridge, sorry. And they like a cop came in and ate breakfast for free in the hotel, and it opened up. Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm out of here.
I slopped the pigs. I'm getting paid.
Exactly. It opened up a discussion though with a family member who is from a different state, and they have they're friends with a cop who they like. So they were like, oh, this is so wonderful. Every place should do that. And I'm like, this is a nothing town. It's like a really religious town. Everyone's Catholic. You see the little Mary statues everywhere. Over the weekend, I was reading Free Keen, and you had mentioned a politician named Michael Sylvia who was just living on his property. And I looked him up. He's supposed to try to go to court this October. I don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll be there.
We're intending to go and record video of that. In fact, I do need to check with Mike about that and make sure the date is still what we think it's going to be. Because sometimes they delay these things and he might not have remembered to let us know. So I'll double check that, and we will definitely talk more about what happened to him. But yeah, the short version is he was just allegedly living in an RV on his property or in the garage on his property, and in the town in, I think it's called Belmont, New Hampshire, just a crappy little town, they came after him. They sent the town selectmen, so basically the city council, sent the code enforcement officer specifically to investigate Mike. And he like staked out his house during the wintertime and like noticed that there were tracks that led from the RV to the garage, noticed that there was smoke coming out of a smokestack on the garage, and wrote up a report about how he believed that that was evidence that Mike was living in the RV and or the garage, and either of those things is illegal. Of course, the house itself doesn't actually exist because the house burned down on the property before Mike purchased it. So the previous owner's home burned down, which left just the garage on the property. Talking about Tulsi Gabbard, Vincent, you had a story about how she and Hillary are now apparently squaring off, although Hillary hiding behind her
proxies,
people.
Yes.
Beauty versus the Beast.
Mm.
So, yeah, so it continues here after Tulsi just, like, outright calls her out on Twitter.
This is after Clinton alleged that she was that Tulsi was a Russian agent.
Yeah, yeah, and they give a context behind that at the end of the article. For whatever reason, they wait for the end of the article. But so
and what's the source, CNN?
Fox News.
Fox, okay.
Clinton spokesman Nick Murrell responded to Gabbard with a cheeky remark. I wonder if this was written by a British person.
Should we just call him a tool instead of a spokesman?
Mm.
Quote, Assad day for your candidacy. A reference to
Assad or Assad,
okay. As in Bashar al-Assad,
okay,
Syrian president.
Yeah, trying to do a play on Assad.
I didn't even get it. Thank you, nobody. A reference to Gabbard's
he's French.
A reference to Gabbard's controversial meeting with the Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. Syrian he was elected. I mean, you know, whether or not. You know, Syria's not the perfect place. It's not the perfect government. But, I mean, it's like people are, you know, minorities are protected there. And, like, the Syrian people do like Assad a lot. So it's just, you know, every time they call it a dictator. I mean, Trump and Obama and Bush and Clinton all behave like dictators, too. So, I mean, you could.
All of them dictators or none of them.
There is some interesting news coming out of Mexico. I wanted to share this tonight, especially with you here, nobody, as a longtime cannabis activist. MarketRealist.com reporting that they are fast approaching an October 23rd marijuana legalization deadline. On October 10th, Senator Julio Ramon Menchaca Salazar reiterated the deadline and the special joint meeting of the Mexican Senate's Parliamentary Commissions of Justice, Health, and Legislative Study, according to Marijuana Business Daily. The senator has also promised to present the bill's final draft by yesterday. This timeline sets Mexico to become the third country to legalize recreational marijuana after Canada and Uruguay. Of course, Uruguay was first, then Canada last year, right around this time.
Well, I'd say Canada legalized corporate marijuana.
What do you mean?
Well, because the primary beneficiaries of it aren't the people or cannabis smokers. It's the companies that the government allows them to. Like in Quebec, I think it's...
They're creating a cartel.
Exactly. Like you're allowed to grow like
big marijuana
plants.
You mean personally, Grove?
I believe in Quebec that's what it is, last I checked.
Okay. Well, look, the Canadian situation, I've got another story about that, but that's an entire mess that involves, in some provinces and territories, like I think it's Ontario province, the government actually is the exclusive distributor, so they don't even have private stores.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.